Genesis Avalon, Patriot, mid-season 2 break, convention.
Hate these things. Symposium of the gods. What a joke. Yet again, the Greeks are going to decide everything.
The Greeks are the prevalent religion right now, and if you feel like making a move against them, by all means, Tananu, I'll enjoy the front row seat to your skewering.
Lilith, why are we even here?
Our star is fading. Our followers no longer speak our names. We need to either find others to ally with, or...
Or find others to merge with.
Nanata! It's been ages! How are things in Sumeria?
Sumer. Conquered. Before you left, I notice.
Ah, well, Lilith is an old pro at going where the worship is.
Everyone needs an underworld full of monsters. That's hardly my fault. Anyway, Ninurta, this is my kinsman, Tananu, the Leviathan Devourer of Souls. Tananu, this is Ninurta, god of hunting, crops, and war. There, introductions made. Now, I'm late for a panel I wanted to attend. You two get to know each other. Ta-ta!
Ta-ta! So long, have a good time. I really hate that woman.
Well, that's something we have in common.
And yet I'd still rather be damned to an eternity next to her in the underworld than agree to bind my life to some newer, shinier god.
Well, there's something else in common. And let me guess, the worshippers have turned to the newer gods. That's a third thing.
Well, here's to... Ugh. Making friends. I don't like the Greeks, but they make a good drink. Now, Sumeria. Sounds like a lovely place. You said conquered?
Sumer, not Sumeria. And we actually called it Khingir, but now I'm just waxing pedantic. And sadly, yes, conquered. Just for the mortals. The Greeks were more than happy to let us keep our temples and holidays, so long as we allied ourselves with one of them. My choices were Ares or Demeter.
You went Ares? Ares is such a prick, though.
I see it as a temporary alliance. The humans will move on from the Greeks one day and pick some new pantheon.
Maybe it's just a matter of making sure your pantheon is the next picked.
You sound like a god with a plan.
Ninurta, I think you and I could be very good friends.
This is a mistake.
These meetings of the Pantheons have been going on since the dawn of time. This time the Romans host.
The Romans who have displaced so many gods who refuse to merge.
Well, as one of those displaced gods, you would think my opinion on them would matter to you. They aren't that bad. They want a peaceful world, a Pax Romanus.
Camulus, dear lad, you walk our lands now, not your homeland. And that's after you licked Mars' boots. And he's such a prick.
And yet there are still worse fates. A little boot-licking while I move to a new pantheon is much better than what has happened to some gods.
The lad speaks truth. Anyone heard anything about the Babylonians? The Sumerians? No. You either get with new times or you fade.
Are those the only options, brother? Change or die?
We cannot die. We are still worshipped. As long as our followers are loyal, we are forever.
And when they decide to worship other gods, or create new ones.
New gods? As if they would, what, create new ones from whole cloth?
We existed before their worship. We will exist long after.
I hope you're right. There was talk amongst the Romans before I left that the humans to the east have stopped worshipping pantheons in favor of a singular god.
That's very vexing. One god cannot possibly handle the needs of an entire population of humans, even if they did have all the worship.
If that's the case, then we are wasting our time coming here and kowtowing to the Romans when we should be prepping for a time when we cannot rely on the Romans as a buffer. And I refuse to merge with them. What happened to the Greeks will not happen to us.
You are all so young. You cannae control what happens and what will come because you cannae control what the humans will do. Everything we are, everything we do is at humanity's whim, not our own.
Then we start now to make a human empire that will bend to our will and think it is their own idea. A new Pax Celtae.
Featuring the voice talents of Pete Mylan as Tom Connors, Tunanu; Eric Valdez as Nick Jones, Ninurta; Adam Blanford as Mananin McClear; Aiden Rudd as Wyn Opneef; David Ault as Camulus; Alicia Lane Matheson as Nimue; and Chris Bays as Lilith. Sensitivity readers Mark Allen Jr. and Sarah Palmero. Written by Catherine Pride and Chris Bays. Music by Josh Molin at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Catherine Pride. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pendant Productions. Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride, copyright 2024, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.